WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Stephen Banks' home entertainment center is a one-man, one-act stage show performed before a live audience. It stars Stephen Banks, but you probably guessed that from the title. Banks plays a 33-year-old corporate flunky who retreats from his dull job and his nagging girlfriend and his hostile landlord by getting home from work, putting on his PJs, and staging an impromptu Stephen Banks show for his own enjoyment. Even though he has to write a speech for his boss within the hour, Banks doesn't cancel that night's Stephen Banks show. He's incapable of it because everything he sees or touches inspires him to fool around. He's like an adult Pee Wee Herman in his own little playhouse, or like Tom Cruise dancing before the mirror in Risky Business, but for an entire night. And while Banks is playing around, he's playing instruments, a ukulele here, a recorder there, a drum set or electric guitar over there. His landlord isn't hostile for nothing. And sometimes Stephen Banks pretends to be other guests, like Bob Dylan, who guest hosts and brings on yet another guest.
Okay, now I'd like to bring another guy out, another great friend of mine, and indeed another great songwriter. So ladies and gentlemen, will you please welcome, from Belfast, Mr. Van Morrison. Thanks, Van, that was great.
As the show goes on, Banks ups the volume and ups the emotional ante. His little defeats become convincingly painful, and even his songs start to take on a tougher edge.
I said Elvis Presley died at 42. And if you take drugs and eat crap, you'll die too. Just ask Jimmy, Janice, Brian, Keith, Sid, Darby, and Jim Morrison too.
Banks's wit and his musical talent give the show force, and the fact that it proceeds for 1 hour without a break gives it momentum. If this had been on network TV, the commercial interruptions would have killed the spell. You don't have to worry, though, about Tales from the Crypt showing up on network TV. It's too bizarre, too grisly, and too warped, just like the classic EC comic books from the 50s on which it's based. The HBO series kicks off with a trilogy of episodes, each by a hot Hollywood director. Robert Zemeckis, who did Who Framed Roger Rabbit and Back to the Future, directs a segment in which Larry Drake, Benny on L.A. Law, plays an axe murderer in a Santa suit. Superman director Richard Donner directs a story about a loser who gets a gland transplant from a cat, an operation that gives him 8 extra lives. And 48 Hours director Walter Hill opens the trilogy with a story about a prison executioner who pulls the switch on the electric chair and who loves his work. Bill Sadler plays the electrician.
They say electric current's so fast the brain gets cooked just as soon as the switch is thawed. Prisoner never feels a thing. Boy, I'd hate to think that was true.
Is it bloody and violent? Sure is, when it needs to be. But it's also funny and clever and imaginative and all those things that made me love and collect DC Comics when I was a kid. I sold those comics more than 20 years ago, and it's good to have them back again on video. If you're offended by Married with Children, don't go near Tales from the Crypt. Otherwise, enjoy. And in any case, check out Stephen Banks.